near Earth space, on the shadow side of the Terminator, racing from day to night.
A warning shot, just to let us know they mean business.
We get the bloody message. So let's do something about it, okay? Where's Asteroid M? Our entire plan was based on finding that orbiting hunk of rock. You swore your precious sensors could do the job. So where the devil is it?
I don't know. All I'm scanning is empty space.
Absolutely spectacular. I just nailed one of the pursuit ships.
Kill the other two. Then we'll cheer.
Cyan Command from Strike Eagle Leader Delgado. One craft lost. Fugitive refusing to answer hails, much less surrender. Request release to return fire.
Duff permission, Harry. Just fry the swine.
150 miles above Mother Russia, Nance? Real easy way to start a world war.
Skipper, I'm recording massive spikes all across the electromagnetic spectrum. Losing coherence on all internal electronics.
Something's happening up ahead. That flash of light.
I am Magneto. This is my home. I am rapidly losing interest in whatever you choose to do on the surface. Despoil the environment. Slaughter yourselves with the last child. I no longer care. I refuse to allow you to export your penchant for violence to my very doorstep.
You can't just leave us here to die.
Did I give that impression? Such is not my intention, since it would merely provoke inevitable, ever-escalating retaliation. I shall simply return you all to the surface to convey my warning that next time I shall not be so charitable.
No!
I beg your pardon?
You can't send us back. It's you we came to find. Lord Magneto, we're mutants like you. We've come to serve, to pledge our lives to your glorious cause.
Those days are done, woman. That man is no more.
In mercy's name, your people need you. Now more than ever. Can you abandon them? Can you deny your destiny?
Star City Cosmodrome, Baikonur, the Soviet equivalent of Cape Canaveral and the Houston Manned Space Center, all rolled into one.
American, Sasha?
A fast reaction pursuit force after a hijacked shuttle. But that isn't why I summoned you, Comrade Director General. It is the power that destroyed them.
You're certain?
Asteroid M was reported destroyed some time ago. But there is nothing to preclude his building another to replace it. And yes, Comrade Director General, we are quite certain. The energy signatures are unmistakable. And if anything, far stronger than ever previously recorded. It is Magneto. And impossible as it sounds, he is maintaining that accursed rock in a synchronous orbit, 250 kilometers above our heads.
We have no choice, then. Notify Moscow and Washington. We are initiating stage one of the Magneto protocols.
A prudent move, in my estimation, Colonel Fury. Were Asteroid M over our heads, I'd be inclined to do the same. Especially since those were American shuttles he destroyed. It's my understanding, in fact, that the terrorists who hijacked our vehicle looked to him as their inspiration. Suppose he makes their cause his own.
If the Soviets act like hotheads, Mr. President, they could make things worse.
You have an alternative?
40 miles north of New York City, just shy of the Connecticut border, a couple of miles down Gray Malkin Lane from the town of Salem Center, on the grounds of an estate that predates the Revolutionary War, when this could still be called Indian Country, stands Professor Charles Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. A very special school for very special people, better known to the world at large as the X-Men. Part of what makes them special is that they're mutants, born with the paranormal abilities that set them apart from the general run of humanity. And part is what they choose to do with those powers.
Assault Group A on screen, Cyclops, consisting of Rogue, Iceman, Archangel, and Colossus.
Thanks, Beast. Forge, how about your defensive systems?
Ready to rock and roll, Psych. They can hit us anytime.
X-Men, this is Storm. The object of this exercise is to penetrate the mansion's fortifications and then locate and capture Professor X.
Just like old times.
What is the saying, Jean? Plus que change, plus que même chose?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
So much has changed since I was last in this mansion, and taking an active role in the leadership of the X-Men, including myself. It's almost as though we were all coming together, for the first time. I need to learn the extent and nature of your individual capabilities, how you mesh as a team, how best for me to interact with you, and, ultimately, where we go from here. All our work, our efforts. I kept hope the world would respond by becoming a gentler, more tolerant place, with bridges built between humanity and its mutant offspring. Instead, we seem to be at each other's throats now more than ever. The difference between us sharpened to a killing edge, with some of the children entrusted to my care buried. I keep wondering, had I never left, could I have somehow prevented this from happening?
You did what you thought best, Charles. As did we. Now we pick up the pieces. Give it another try.
I have been away so long, Jean. I look at the world and cannot help wondering if my dream has any validity anymore.
If it didn't, we wouldn't be here.
Heads up, Popsicle! Missiles coming at us all around the clock.
Aw, cripes! Rogue! They're incendiaries! Melting my ice light as well as smashing it! I can't generate a new one!
Hang loose, sugar. Let me handle this. Punisher's been blocking all my biosignature just like I figured, which means they'll follow me wherever I run. Simplest solution is to boogie at top speed, faster than they can catch me, so the courtiers run out of gas. But that takes me out of the fight as well. I like this idea better. I call it return to center. Bye-bye missiles, bye-bye launchers. I do love it when a play comes together.
Rogues, clear us a path, Colossus. Time to deliver the payoff.
Have no fear, Archangel. I will do what must be done.
For what it's worth, O fearless leader, given Archangel's speed and Colossus's mass, our armored Russian comrade would make a fairly impressive wrecking ball. Probably demolish the mansion all by himself.
That's a physical power, Hank. How's that going to help him against Jean's psychic telepathic attack?
I've read now, boyo. An assault Bravo, a solid lock on Psylocke, Wolverine, and Gambit. A took the high road. This lot's coming in low.
Slip through the first arc of sensors, too. Make a note, Banshee. In the meanwhile, such a serious effort deserves an equivalent response.
Yo, pardon, Mace Brah, but I think we've been spotted, yes?
So don't just stand there looking pretty, Cajun. Ace these suckers.
Like, damn, my friend, your ammunition is a waste of breath. Awfully considerate of Cyclops, don't you think? To face us with opposition that even my physical strength is capable of disabling.
Man's all heart, Bets. As much as Gambit is brass, we're supposed to be working together as a team. But what the heck? If Hang wants to play Lone Wolf, he can take the consequences.
Rogue evaded the first wave of missiles, old Fearless, and took out their launchers, but not the second. She's down and out. Positive track still on Wolverine and Psylocke. However, The Eternal scanners appear to have misplaced Gambit. Anyone care to speculate on where he's gone?
Bonjour, cher.
With a speed that defies description and a smile guaranteed to melt the fiercest heart, the Acadian draws a playing card from the deck he always carries. In one smooth movement, he charges it with kinetic energy, his mutant power, and lets it fly. On impact, the wall behind Jean detonates with the force of a small bomb.
La tournament est fini, cher. I win. Time to claim my prize. Eh?
Under the rules, Gambit.
I know, Cyclops. Je suis mort. I am now dead. As I always suspected. Red hairs. Damn a dynamite kiss.
At your own risk, my friend.
I must confess, infuriating and arrogant as Gambit can be, those eyes, that grin, the body, it takes a girl's breath away.
Oh, really? When the next opportunity presents itself, remind me to drop a truck on him.
Cyclops.
A big truck.
Cyclops.
A really big truck.
Cyclops!
Not to worry, Professor. While you are away, old Fearless here has mastered the art of deadpan humor.
Keep calling me that, Furball. I'll show you deadpan.
Banter notwithstanding, X-Men. Might I remind you all that this exercise is far from over.
Hiya, Chuck. Your robot duplicates fooled the Cajun, not me. I know your scent too well. Bang, Charlie. You're dead.
Back off, Wolverine. You've made your point. Are you nuts or what? You know how dangerous those adamantium claws of yours are. A wave of your arm can slice them through solid steel. One slip just now.
I don't slip, bub. Exercise was to tag the prof. That's just what I did. You get a problem with that? Even used teamwork to do it. While you were all watching Gambit make a moderate fool of himself, Psylocke was able to use her psi powers to mask me from Jean's. Long enough for me to do the job.
Man, I used to think the original Danger Room was impressive.
No comparison, Wings. This is the state of the art. It'll replicate an environment and situation we can imagine. In a lot of ways, an illusion more real than life itself.
Me? I wouldn't mind some real life for a change. I mean, we've been busting our butts for days. When's it going to end?
When we get it right, Iceman. The world's changed, people. The stakes are higher and the danger's greater. We have to be equal to them.
Save the speech, Summers. We're none of us kids. We know our responsibilities. You want to run more scenarios? Call up my Danger Room doppelganger from the master computer file. Me, I got better things to do.
That idiot. Some things, I guess, never change.
That's a fact.
Later.
Asteroid M is still cloaked, but we think it's still holding orbit over the Eurasian Hemisphere. Soviets ain't at all happy about that. They pledged not to act unless provoked, but they're on a hair trigger threshold.
Why? What's he done? A fight started on his doorstep and he put a stop to it. Far as anyone knows, all the survivors are pretty much okay. Way you talk, Nicholas. Folks expect him to start nuking Mama Russia any moment.
There's precedent for their concern, Rogue.
And for giving him the benefit of the doubt, Scott. Remember, he was our ally.
And before that storm, the X-Men's oldest, deadliest foe. Leopards don't change their spots.
No fooling. And there I thought all this time Magneto was a man. We've all got shadows in our past. We've all been branded outlaws.
The one indisputable reality, Wolverine, is the power Magneto possesses. Whether used for good or ill, it must be respected. And while I hope fervently for the one, we must be fully prepared to confront the other. I accept your proposal, Cyclops, to split the X-Men into two strike teams. That will allow us a greater flexibility in our response to any given situation. In the meanwhile, Colonel Fury, We will search our files for any data on Magneto that may prove helpful. Should you need further assistance?
I know the number. Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe I won't need to use it.
We're the devil?
Asteroid MD? Has to be. When Magneto smashed our shuttle, he must have brought us aboard.
A more generous, foolish jester than any...
Those were good people you killed on my wingship, Mutie. And good ones you killed on the ground when you stole that shuttle. Whatever it takes, I'll see you pay for that.
Unlikely, Flatscan. Once I... My power! Nothing's happening!
Now ain't that a crying shame.
I got her, Harry. Big Man must have established an inhibitor field to neutralize any super beings or mutants who come calling. Probably does the same to standard combat armor. Unfortunately, our suits were designed with precisely that likelihood in mind. The weapon systems, as you can see, are quite active. Everybody relax, everybody behave. Situation's under control.
What is the meaning of this? You are guests in my home. As such, I require you to respect the rules of committee, as I do those of hospitality. I saved all of your lives, Major Delgado. I trust you will not make me regret it. Have your subordinate lower his arm. And all of you, deactivate your ordnance.
You heard, Lord Magneto, Flatscan. Unhand your betters! We come seeking sanctuary, my lord. We place ourselves under your protection.
Like heck you will.
Deke, no, don't!
And pledge our lives to your cause.
But I have no more cause.
I warned you. Your mechanisms are quite impressively shielded, that's true. But I am the master of magnetism. I draw on the primal forces of the Earth itself. It is child's play to subvert your power suit's electronics.
My arm! My gun! Harry! Nancy! Help me!
And bend its system ray to my will.
I'm sorry, Magneto. This shouldn't have happened. We are officers of the law. We have every right to pursue and apprehend these criminals.
Officers, Major, of no law I recognize. And the rights you possess here are those I choose to give you. Beginning with right to life. If you value it, keep silent.
Dreadlord, I am Fabian Cortez. Forgive my intrusion. I share your grief. Anne Marie was a valued comrade. But you must know, the great powers below will of a certainty react to what has happened here.
They will do so to their regret.
Lord, we know your strengths is a match for any powers that marshal against you. But all they will see is a lone man. For deterrence to be credible, it must be couched in terms those flat scans can understand.
Flat scans?
Those genetic dead ends unblessed with our mutant abilities.
What terms, Cortez, do you suggest?
Xavier School.
I have a contact signal from Cerebro. Its scanning array has identified Magneto's energy signature entering Earth's atmosphere. Alert your blue team, Cyclops. I will hold gold team in reserve.
On our way, Professor.
Action stations, me hearties. Time to quote the vernacular, to rock and roll.
This isn't the danger room anymore, furball.
And no false alarm, either. The psychic emanations I received from Professor X are deadly serious.
All the more reason, don't you think, to maintain a humorous perspective.
Woo-hee! Check out the spiffy set of wings! When the prof asked Forge to design and build a new Blackbird, the man did himself proud.
Bag the banner, people, and get aboard. We've got no time to waste. Prof says something big is happening in Mid-Atlantic.
Moments ago, he stood at the bottom of the ocean, literally miles beneath its surface, in a realm of awful darkness and abysmal cold, as alien and hostile as any foreign planet. Stood and stared at his handiwork, and remembered a day long past when, in his arrogance, he commanded the great powers of the world to disarm their nuclear arsenals. his goal was noble. Or so he thought. To remove forever from all people, mutants and baseline humans, the threat of nuclear annihilation. The governments he challenged didn't see it that way. The Soviet Union ordered an immediate counterstrike from the Fleet Ballistic Missile Submarine, Leningrad. He deflected the attack, and then, as an object lesson, sank the vessel that launched it. Water pressure crushed the submarine's hull, but not so the launch tubes of the case-hardened steel. Some of the missiles were damaged, but a surprising number, he discovers, remain intact.
Wow, Magneto. Never called, never wrote. I was starting to figure you'd forgotten all about me. That's no way for friends to act.
Hello, Rogue.
You raised this wreck out of the kindness of your heart, Mags? Figuring maybe to give these sailor boys a decent burial? Or what?
I sunk Leningrad as an act of self-defense, Wolverine. I resurrected for the same reason.
We don't threaten you, Magneto. Nobody does.
And now, child... nobody will.
Or what? You gonna nuke him?
The American president considers himself a prudent man, who perhaps prays for the best, but is always ready for the worst. I am no different. That, Cyclops, is quite close enough. You might consider, however, that were I the consummate villain you devoutly believe me to be, I would destroy your pretty new aircraft instead of simply freezing it in place.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Great, I stand corrected. Now how about one of your patented nifty moves to help us out of this mess?
As ever, old fearless, your wish. Stick with me, Gambit. Watch and learn.
Snappy pattern, mon ami, I can provide by myself.
Words are but the accents of action, which in this case consist of distracting our foes sufficiently for our Blackbird to slip free of his magnetic force bubble.
Oh, great plan is your bet. Got a feeling, though, it don't come to Magneto as any surprise. Oh, you still playing nice with you by using that rakish to give Beast a tummy instead of punching it straight through? If that being the case, I won't charge these cards enough to kill you.
A fortunate decision, young man. For you!
Got him! Yes! His costume is a form of body armor that, combined with his helmet, blunted the force of my attack. I've manifested my psychic knife, the focused totality of my telepathic abilities. One strike should render Magneto insensible.
But, in the split second between thought and execution...
Huh?
All you X-Men gone mad? I said I meant you no harm. Why'd you assault me? Good Lord!
Maybe because the words don't matter. As much as the heart and soul of the person speaking them.
Wolverine wasn't holding back. That was a killing attack. I remember the signs from when we first met. He's on the verge of a berserker fury. Things weren't meant to go like this, and I'm partly to blame. I have to separate them before things get any more out of hand.
So, our comradeship means nothing. But Eternal, the submarine, its crew!
Some died in a blinding instant as the hull collapsed and the sea rushed in to claim their lives. Others in the compartments which didn't rupture faced the slower oblivion of asphyxiation. All this time he thought about them in abstract. Pawns instead of men. Now, though, at last, he finds himself face to face with the consequences of his acts. And he remembers another time, other bodies, bones still coated with the flesh of family and friends, tossed into a lime-soaked pit, and him along with them. Only he was still alive. Somehow, he clawed his way to the surface. His will to survive as indomitable then as now.
You chose to see me solely as the man I was. Is that then what I am? Stay away! If you value your lives, X-Men, leave me be!
Rogue, what are you doing?
What you should have let me do from the start. Talk to the man.
She may have a point, Scott. Our natural tendency to view Magneto as our enemy may well have helped precipitate this confrontation.
You bound and determined to be my conscience, Hank?
Every good leader needs at least one.
Enjoy that. In the meantime, I'd appreciate a positive scanning track on Rogue and Magneto.
He's in an ascent arc to orbit that should... Oh my stars and garters. Take him right over Soviet airspace. And their defense command knows it.
Will you please wait up? At least while we're low enough in the atmosphere to have a decent conversation?
There's nothing more to be said.
Get real. What, you never made a mistake in your life? You never committed an act that might somehow be misinterpreted? Maybe Psych handled things wrong. Maybe seeing you about to haul off a cargo of nukes gave him cause. Don't you see? You got everybody spooked. Magneto, mostly folks know you as the world-class beauty terrorist. You're the boogeyman that's used to frighten people about us. By acting the way you are now, you're proving them right.
I tried to change. I did my best to follow Xavier's path to a peaceful coexistence between Homo sapiens and Homo sapiens superior. And paid for that folly with the blood of innocence.
So you figure, what? There's nothing good can come of this? I might as well give up? You ever consider maybe you should try a little harder?
Ah! Rogue! There's your answer, child, and mine. Whatever we decide, the world will never accept us. They mean only our destruction, as individuals and as a species. But at least here I can save one.
Oh, Lord, dear... Lord, no!
Hank, what's happening? What's that flash?
An upper atmosphere nuclear detonation. At least a megaton in yield. Magneto's fired one of the missiles. But what about Rogue?
Lord, Magneto, your asteroid monitors display the explosion. The electromagnetic pulse disrupted the unshielded higher, older electronic systems across the continent. Until they make repairs, you've returned them to the technological dark ages. Lord, Magneto, you're hurt.
Wolverine's claws.
That devil.
I thought my armor proof against any assault. On the other hand, I suppose I should be grateful it prevented the X-Men's claws from cutting deeper. There was no hesitation in him. No mercy. Had I not withdrawn from the field of combat, he would not have stopped until one of us was slain. From Cyclops, I expected that. He has never trusted me and never will. But Wolverine... I have fought by his side. For the brief time I worked with the X-Men, he accepted me wholeheartedly. If not as a friend, then at least as a comrade in arms. Why has he turned on me? What has changed? Why must blood always come between me and others?
Perhaps, Lord, because they know there is not room in this world for your visions and theirs. One can prevail solely by the total elimination of the other.
What, Cortez? I must destroy my people in order to save them?
Lord, the change you speak of is resumption of your true destiny as a leader of mutant kind. That, Xavier and his X-Men will never allow. They have made their choice. Soon, the time will come for you to make yours. Let my humble powers heal you, as they have my sister from the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent's weapon. Place your faith and fate in my hands. You will not regret it.
The terrestrial stratosphere.
Our onboard sensors are working perfectly, Scott. I'm scanning to the limit of their range. There's not a sign of Rogue.
That isn't helpful, Hank.
I'm afraid my news isn't much better. I had a sense of her consciousness. There was a shock and pain. She'd just been struck.
By Magneto?
Possibly, but I lost her in the confusion of the blast. I believe she may be alive, but I haven't a clue where.
X-Men!
Professor Xavier, contacting us telepathically.
Break off your search. I have a location on Rogue. She is alive and essentially well.
You pinpointed her with Cerebro, sir?
Actually, Cyclops, I have just received a telephone call informing me of her whereabouts. In the city of Hammer Bay, capital of the island nation of Genosha.
Whoa! Oh, ow.
Oh.
Sorry about the smell, X-Man. We had to use a whiff of ammonia to wake you.
You're Anderson.
Chief Magistrate, yes. You remember me.
This a prison hospital?
The ordinary variety. Contrary to popular belief, Genosha really is a free country.
Even for mutants?
You should know, Rogue. Since your X-Men helped bring that about.
What's that?
We need you, Rogue. Even though you're hurt. A superpower terrorist cadre is staging random attacks throughout the city. My magistrates can't cope. Innocent lives have already been lost.
Who are they, Chief? What are they after? Whoa!
Actually, Rogue, we want you.
Either by our side or at our feet.
Buster, that answer's as easy for me to give as it's gonna be painful for y'all to receive.
That's your chance, Gooder.
Made your choice. Now you pay the price.
He's growing in size, strength, and speed. I'm caught. He's wearing gloves, too. Darn him. Means I can't touch my skin to his and absorb his powers. I don't think fast and act faster. I'm as good as squished.
That, sir, is no way to treat a lady.
A rogue need it, hey?
My, my, my. Talk about a man who loves to live dangerously.
Whoever you people are, wherever you come from, surrender or suffer the consequences.
Traitors! Genosha bred mutants as slaves! I tried to destroy you, X-Men, yet now you defend them!
Genoshan government did those nasties, Cher. Government changed. Policies changed with it. Besides, way we hear you talking to Rogue, don't sound like you much better.
We stand for the only cause which gives our people decent hope of survival, X-Man. That of mutant supremacy. We are the next generation of humanity, and we will not be cheated of our rightful inheritance.
I've altered your molecular structure, Delgado, to make it virtually as dense as adamantium. For what you lose in speed and agility, you more than make up for it in strength.
Delgado? There was a Major Delgado commanding the S.H.I.E.L.D. pursuit force that was captured by Magneto. Coincidence?
Different guy, same name. Or maybe the Major was a sleeper, working with the clowns he was supposedly chasing. Or maybe he switched sides. Or maybe somebody made him. Whoever the man came here, Beast, he means business. We can figure out the backstory after we take him down.
I have the flyer. I could more easily do this telepathically from a distance. But I like the thrill of physical combat. Like it. I crave it. How does Wolverine call it? I am an action junkie. Something to watch out for. It's a temptation that they could learn to use against me. Poor dear. I clouded his mind just enough to make him think he was racing for the open sky. The impact isn't fatal, but after all the harm these wretches have already caused, I dearly hope it hurts.
I can't place the face, bub, but your scent's awfully familiar.
Given the cheap cigars you favor, misanthrope, I'm surprised you can smell anything at all.
Wolverine, he's the leader. We need him alive.
That's a matter of opinion. And at the moment, mine's as negative as it gets, unless you can give me a reason to change my mind.
There's no need for such melodrama, X-Man. I have nothing to hide. Indeed, I and mine are as proud of our affiliation as you are of yours.
Cyclops.
Magneto.
Although this incident occurred without my knowledge or permission, these acolytes have pledged themselves to my cause and service. I shall not abandon them.
especially for what passes for justice in a slave state such as Geonosia.
With your power, I suppose you could easily repair the damage they've done. But what about the lives that were lost? How do you put that right?
I could say that is merely just retribution for the horrors they inflicted until recently on Geonosia's mutant citizenry. They acted in excessive zeal. That is wrong. And since I accept responsibility for their actions, however misguided, I shall determine their appropriate punishment.
What we got here, bub? A new twist on the divine right of kings? You figure, since you live above the world, that puts you above the law as well?
Laws written by humans for humans, Wolverine. As out of date as the race that created them. A new generation is being born, and with it must come a new world order. All my life, I have seen people slaughtered wholesale for no more reason than the deity they worshipped, or the color of the skin, or the presence in the DNA of an extra special gene. I cannot change the world, but I can, and will, ensure that my race will never again suffer for its fear and prejudice. Henceforth, I declare Asteroid M a sovereign world, home and haven to mutant kind. If you are born Homo sapiens superior, then you are automatically a citizen, entitled to safe haven above and security below. Even you X-Men, even your mentor, my old friend Charles Xavier, are welcome here. But mark this and mark it well. Harm done against any mutant is harm done to me, and I shall respond accordingly.
I don't think any of the great powers are going to sit still for such an ultimatum. Some idiot somewhere is sure to challenge him, and then I fear we'll see some fireworks. Sorry to intrude, Dr. McTaggart, ma'am, but you've been cloistered down in your lab for so long without word or even a bite to eat. I was starting to worry. Moira, what ails you, Kushna? Have you been crying?
Oh, Sean. Forgive me. I don't know what could have possessed me. Lord, my Lord, what have I done? This terrible thing that's happening. Banshee, it's all my fault!